Okay, we're still in Siman Pei Dalet. I think between this week and next week we should complete the Siman. We're up to Sif Yud. We have to do the Maisa of the Taz. Since it's printed on the next page, let's do a Sif Yud. And then we'll learn the Maisa B'Chag HaShavuos. Last thing we had learned in Siftes was primarily the Rajba, Svek Sveika, that when you cook vegetables that have a suffix if they have teloim in them, amir amatzui, then the result of that cooking is mutter because of Svek Sveika, a suffix if there were bugs there in the first place, even if they were shaman imuchu. And that Rajba we discussed numerous times. It's the big heter of the simon. If you rakes mubushalim shenim, what you passing it to Rajba for sure, but not if it's not, but only if it's a miyud hamatzoi on things that are muzik b'toloyim, like broccoli, that it's a vaday, so it's not a svek sveka. But on things that have like cabbage that are miyud hamatzoi, it's not a vaday. So then we paskin that if you come to someone's house and they have stuffed cabbage and if they don't check their cabbage, so then it's mutter because. Well, the last year's problem was that it was mostly patulam. Most of the strawberries have 51% had these creatures. The winter crop I hear was better, and then it's better. And what's going to happen now with this new summer crop? We'll see in a few weeks. But this year's winter crop. Yeah, every time you have to see what the metzias is. All along, strawberries were miyud hamatzoi. Last year, for some reason, it changed. It was much more chayim, much more shvi. That's Shlomo Zalman wrote that he was writing about cabbage, that someone who cooks it because he's saimach on those who are not machbid. Doesn't do it b'meizit ivachlis lachatchila. So even though Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't agree with them, but the food is mutter b'diyavet.
Even for that person to do it.
He's writing to Rav Schwab about a certain echsherim that are not so makbid. Says people who do it, so you could eat it b'diyavet. You could be sevach on the kumah. So you see, here it is. Yirakis mubishalom shenim sebem teilaim haraitiv mutter al yidei sinon. The soup gravy is mutter if you can pass it through a strainer. But the vegetables themselves, if you find three times you find a bug, you have to be afraid that there are additional bugs that you cannot find, and that's because the nature of vegetables is very hard to check. The Shach in Lamed Aleid writes, which is Lavos, Simakov, Nirali, Dafka Yerakis. Aval shar peiros, but fruits, afilu kameinu patrius, or mushrooms, efshel abaytkam, afilu achshen espashlu mutarim bebedika. So Shach says an important rule, that even if you found this rule that once you find three bugs, it's mulzik b'teilayim. So that's a problem with types of vegetables that it's hard to really check. But a fruit or a mushroom, which can be checked, so even if you find three, so it's mulzik b'teilayim. So any vegetable that's mutter b'teilayim, you do bedikas, and then it's mutter.
Mutter
b'teilayim means that it's 51% of them have teilayim. That's what the word mutter b'teilayim means. Yeah, typically. So that's, I'm not sure. When it says here you found three, so what does that mean? Three and how big a part of Yerakis? Right? He's talking about Yerakis that you want to be seimach on the Rajba. That it was, it melted. He says, you find three, you can't be saimach. So it doesn't say here a share of how many is three. If you have the gigantic manufacturer who makes, you find
all
three.
All
in one cooking. No, I assume it's in one cooking.
Aren't we talking about the case where you actually cooked it and you found bugs? You found bugs. Now you're checking the vegetables that are in that mixture.
Right.
So the question is, well, it can't be more than one. So it has to be that.
No, I'm saying, when do you suddenly have to check? Why? When can't you rely on the Svek Sveika? It was cooked. It was saying, if you find three, you can no longer rely on the Svek Sveika.
In those vegetables.
The question is it one small pot or a big vat?
Yeah, but it has to be that. It has to be that pot.
Stubborn means that cooking. I assume so.
Okay. One out of every two.
Yeah, Muzatalon, yeah. Yeah, it means if you check 100 strawberries, you'll find a 51. Yeah. All right, look at the Taz, Maisa Bechaga Shavuos. It starts in the second narrow line. As you're going to see, this is a Yesaidis to Kataz because it touches on three or four Yesaidis in these halachis. And this is the Maisa HaTaz, which is known from Simen Pei Dalet. Maisa Bechaga Shavuos. Sha'asu ha'noshim kemat shel kol ha'ir. The women, almost the whole city, they made lechamim ufladim im rozenkish. They made breads and fladim or other stuffed knishes or whatever it was with raisins.
Blintzes
with raisins. The Isha Achaz Bodka Roizen Nishalot. Now, you always have this one lady that makes a problem for the whole city. This one lady checked her raisins. V'nimtzu ba'milbin, and she found in them, she found creatures in them, some type of bug in them. V'kulam kanu mimakim echad. And all the raisins in this town were bought from the same store. V'halchu. U'matzu gam eitzel ha'maicher. So they went to see. And she may have bugs in her raisins because her house is not clean. So maybe they came from her house. So you have to go and see. So they went to the person who sells the raisins. And they checked his raisins, I guess so. Whatever you could check, you check. And they found that he also had. So the Shiloh was now asked about all the breads in town. Nira be'enai. So says the Taz, Sha'isam Shalakhu Kaidim Shanaideshiesha Milbin Mutarim. Those who bought raisins before it was known that there are these bugs in the raisins, they're mutter. The Zedaima Lamasha Kasid Basyasa Peshema Rajba Bidin Avar Bishal Taihud Bas Khaidish Bidvarm Shadak and Lastliya. By somebody who cooked things before 12 months passed and things that I normally have worms. The Rashba said there are two sveikas. Safik ha yisham rechesh. One safik if there was a bug there at all. Safik lo yaya, maybe not. Then tipsalay mahaya, and even if there were shemini moach v'nisvatla, just a svek sveika, maybe there was a bug, maybe not. Even if there was, maybe it was nimuach. Vachinami, so says the Taz, in my case also. Yesh beis sveikas. Ha'echad, suffix number one, Shema ba'isei pam shalak chuheim, lo yhayu adayim ilbin. Maybe they bought it before the bugs were found. So maybe when they bought it, there were not yet any bugs in the raisins. It started at some hour that it started to get it. So Shema ha'yadayim ilbin ashok tana sha'achazah. Maybe the bugs first started coming a few minutes later. In Tipsalay Mahayu, and even if they were there, Shemini Mucha Betanur, maybe when they baked the raisin chalice, maybe they were destroyed Machmas Chaim Ha'esh.
Didn't we say baking doesn't do it?
That's one of the things this Taz. Should be Tali and when? Okay, we're going to discuss that. Chayri, you're right. But one second. The Ein Leimer Shnezel Neged Hasvara. So again, the Taz now is saying those raisins that were purchased before the discovery of all these problems, they're mutter because of a Svek Sveika, because maybe at that time there were no bugs. Anyway, if there were, maybe there were any more Fafia. The Ein Leimer Shnezel Neged Hasvara Leimer Shabishak Tana Yisava Hamilvin. You say, this lady, she bought it, she was online ahead of the other lady. Right. So she bought it a few minutes ahead. So you're going to say, in that short amount of time, the bugs came. And if so, there's only one suffix anymore. Is that ain't Dogam Shom Bahida Harajba. Kivan Shadaka Lasli Avakavada Yasliu. Shasafik Haraga Lashme Safik. In the Rajva's case also, it's something that's dark on Lahaslia, whatever that means. And Savika Rava Lashmay Savika Mashikas Vichuma Sadesh and Kofain Aleph, Linyachitim Tulaim, Vafilahi Khashriya Rajbul Svek Sveka. It's funny, he doesn't answer the Kasha. He just says, you have a taina on me, it's the same taina on the Rajva. But so therefore, whatever the Rajva was Saimachan, I'm going to be Saimachan. I'll explain this shortly. Aval Oisan Shalachu Acherkach Yeshleser Kalach Lachamim Vafaladin. Those who bought their raisins later, their breads are aser and their food is aser. They ain't kind of a suffix. Echad shemini muach.
What can I take?
There's only one suffix. Maybe it was nimuach. Ubehed yekos of a ram. Say perik el treifis to mishum hachad sveiko loy shari arashva. Zevade in svar lechalik bimilbin lesharte loy and linyan loy meshem nimuach and yaiser kini estati lahachmir. Befrat b'se shaltayra devade pishu amilbin min arozni b'shasaricha v'lisha b'shamiyechul gufeis. So it's short enough, Taz. Taz says two things. He says that the ones that were purchased early are mutter because of a sex seika, and the ones that were purchased later is no suffix because the raisins all had these bugs. So one suffix, shemini muach, and that we can't be makel. You can't say milbin are more different than toloyim and then moni muach because we have no such kabbalah. And mimela, it's us. Okay, now there are three or four ha'aris on this Taz that we are going to see. Let's just try to take it upon ourselves. One horror, someone here mentioned, which is that who says that in baking, a bug is nimuach. In cooking, when you cook things, they fall apart more, they become softer. And then a bug that's in a pot of water, that's being cooked, so the Rashba says it's nimuach. But if you put bugs into dough, into bread, and you bake it, so mehechi teisi, it's nimuach. This is one kasha. The Pri Chadash is matmiya on the Taz, and he says mehechi teisi that in baking that it's nimuach. Now this machlokes the Taz and the Pri Chadash is very important to us because if you go to someone's house and they bake challis and they use New York City water. And so they have copper pods in their chalas. And if you're going to say that there's a suffix nimuach, so the copper pods in the water are also a miramot. So then you have a heter. But so it's very negeh to us whether we're going to say a suffix nimuach. So that's horror number one, is the baking. Unless they boil the water first. Okay. Nachinami. The second shaila is this svek sveka. What kind of svek sveka is it? If a person bought it a week before they found the bugs, I understand. But if they bought it just a brief period of time before, as Lashanish Shoktana, I don't know what Shoktana is, but it's not more than 60 minutes. So they bought it 60 minutes earlier, so you're going to make a suffix out of that. That's a second horror. And there's a third hara, which nobody here on the page is ma'ir. And we'll talk about that at the end. And that is, why don't they just pull out the raisins? Well, as a boy, that's what we used to do with the raisin challah. We pulled out the raisins and we ate the challah. Why don't they just pull out the raisins? Is it metzias that they may have crawled out into the dough? Maybe. Maybe
that's not what it says over here.
What? During the Lisha of the Isa, he Taka mentions that at the end, Vade Pershua Milbin and Bishasarich of Elisha.
This is they went out into the dough.
Okay, so they went into the dough. Okay, so that's perhaps why no one mentions it.
If it asks the raisin, it won't continue past the raisin in the
table. So we're going to talk about, that. So take out the Kedai, whatever it is, okay.
But if they, because they went out, then it's too early.
You have to take a part of the chalas.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about these three points, and we'll get to all of that. What? Shana Bayra, I mean?
It's like that he...
Bayra on Yom Tov.
No, you can take out a piece of the
chalas. Bayra, you're allowed to take Pselus Mena Eichel on Yom Tov. That's the difference. In Bayra, that Bayra, you take whatever's easier. You're allowed to take psalms from Teich HaEich on Yom Tov, but okay.
Are they supposed to grow within the raisins?
Well, if they grew within the raisins, that's what he means at the end. If they grew in the raisins, after they were, while they were connected to the ground, then it's mutter. but they're going to raise it after they were talush, then it's still awesome. And that's what he means at the end, that even if you say they grew in the raisins and their mutter, vade pirshu hamil b'minaruzni, I mean, the last line, he says they were pirshu. If it was not pirish, so it was never sheretz ala aretz. So if they were, well, I just said it backwards. If they were nailed on the ground, then they're osirks, then they're sheretz ala aretz. If they were nailed later in the raisins, then they're mutter. That's what he says at the end, that vade pirshu b'shasaricha v'lisha. He says these bugs certainly crawl out of the raisins during the process. Okay, so let's start to look around here and see these ha'aris, the baking ha'aris and the prichadash. The other ha'aris, let's see. I guess the Kudas HaKesef should have this chus of Kediva. The Kudas HaKesef, who starts up with the Taz whenever there's a ha'ara to be had, he says Ma'ase b'chagashuos nirali the loy tav ha'ira. He paskin incorrectly. The gam oisam shalachu kaidim shenoida, even those that bought it before it was known sheisha milvin asurim. Given the darkam lahaslia imkain safik haragalu falav shmei safik. He says that's not called a safik. If it's the derech of raisins to get bugs, and you found it, even if you found it later, it's still aser. V'chem ochel gladiyam divrei yisav ahetim ram lublin sheivesi b'shasakon chavtes mei arashba ein raya klau. The Rashba that the Taz brought is a rise, no right. Like Hama Hasam Elo Bebishul Perish Adakam Lasliya B'Mechuber. Kalay Mekashem Asliya Nein Dakam Lasliya Elo B'Mechuber V'Aloy B'Talish. Avaloy Ma'irish Adakam Lasliya. The Rashba never meant that he's being makel on things that are usually have worms. If it's 51% has worms, he would never be makel. His Losh Adakam Lasliya was that it's some, that when it's Masliya, it's Masliya B'Mechuber. Chemulor B'Svehershav Shekenu Dasa Rashba Ayin Shom. So the Rav never meant to be medical where it's more likely that it's Aser. So Frekta Nekudas HaKesef, here where it's most likely that if there were raisins had bugs a little later, so it's most likely they had them earlier also. So he says he can't be a mistar of that to a Sfek Sfek.
Nekudas HaKesef, is he just saying because they bought it then, or even if they baked it before it was known? Would you make a chilek if they baked it before?
No, it matters when they bought it. It depends when they bought it.
No, that's what the Taz says.
If the raisins, that's what we're talking about. If the raisins that they purchased had bugs, that's the suffix we want to make. Now, Alpi Pashtus, this has to do with the old question by Svek Sveika. Do you need that the suffix Hasheni should be a suffix Hashokel? When you have two Sveikas, you want to be Makel, Taisus, Exulis, Daftesim, and Aleph writes that when you want to make a Svek Sveika, each Safik has to be a 50-50 Safik. Has to be a Safik HaShokel. The Pnei Yeshua there says, why? If one Safik, what's the Svar of Svek Sveika? The Rashba says, because it's Rav. Every Svek Sveika creates a Rav. If I have a 50-50 chance in the first Safik, and then a 50-50 chance in the second. So if you draw a pie graph, so it's 75% chance it's mutter, and 25% it's aser. That's a sex fake. So Pnei Yeshua says, if one suffix is a suffix shakel, then even if the second suffix is a small suffix, it should be good enough, like the Gemara's case of suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, in Timtzalayim zachar, maybe it's a nafel, even though a nafel is a small suffix. But that should be enough to make a Svek Svek, even if it's not a Svek HaShokel. Now, the Shach Paskins in Hilchus Svek Sveka, that both Svekas have to be a Svek HaShokel. The truth is, most places can Paskin that way. And that's the Shach Kashi here. The Shach is saying that how are you making a Svek Svek out of something that's so unlikely that when this lady bought it, there were bugs. And when the lady before bought it, there were no bugs. So this is the possibility of a possible Makar for this machlaikis between the Nekudas HaKesef and the Taz. However, the Prima Gadim comes along. Let me just first finish the Machmirim. Alright, so we have here the Shach. I'll get back to Prima Gadim. The Shach is Machmir on this Taz. He argues with the Taz. If you look at the bottom of the page, you have a couple of more who argue. The Gilyam Arsha. He brings the Taz. He says, "B'nekudas HaKesef u'prichadash, b'tshuvas chinuch beis Yehuda simim emtes oiser." To make a suffix that in such a brief point amount of time the bugs came, that they argue. Someone who bought raisins many days earlier, maybe they'd be made to the Taz. Siving Kuf Test. That Kuf Test is a mistake. I looked it up. It's Kuf Yud Beis. A very strange thing. Chavis Yor Kuf Test. The Pisrei Tshuva also says Chavis Yor Kuf Test. Unless the Marashot just looked in the Pisrei Tshuva. But if you look in the Chavis Yor, on the index page in the Chavis Yor, it says it's Tshuva Kuf Test. And then when you open it up, when you turn to Kuf Test, it's not it. So I turned a few pages later, it was Kuf Yud Beis. So it's a very strange, the whole thing is, maybe there were two printings, and the first printing was Kuftes. Anyway, in our printing is Kufyud Beis. The Chavis Yor, which I'm going to discuss with you in a minute. So the Gilya Marashah also asks us for the same reason. The Chidushi HaGershuni, alongside the Gilya Marashah, Ma'isim B'chag HaShavuyas, Shasal Nasim Kamak Aliyah, Lachamim Mupladin, Mi'arazin Kiz, Vishach Hezbot, Gerazin Kashalah, Mi'yunim Sushal Milbim, Mi'kulam Kadum Makamech, Ve'holchu Matsu Shal Meisal Ma'ichi Kein, Nira Be'inai. Oisim Shalahu Kodesh Shanoida, this is a quote of the Taz, Shiesha Milbim Mutar. Mitzasi Kosu B'Sefer Demesik Eliezer, Perak Elu Trefis, Daf Kuf Pei Beis, Amidalit, Shibimei Hagoi, Reb Faivish Zal, Ira Maesa Mamish Kizet, Shemevi Ataz, B'Kahal Kedisha Krakow, that this exact same story happened, V'Hagoin Oser Hakoil, and this Reb Faivish Asid, all the Chalas, and anything that was made with the raisins. Afal Pishayev said, Meruba ubitl simchas yantiv ma'id. It was a tremendous bitl of the simchas yantiv. Mekal ma'akayim loichosh lezeh. This Rafaidish was ma'achmir. V'rabin gim gimu alav. Shalai medina pasakein. Rak mishum chasidus. They said, hey, he's a ma'achmir, and that's why he's being ma'achmir. V'adam esek aliyaz, et sidin linsay tam lai razu, mishum dilpamim yesh harbi milbin, he wants to show that it's Ikar Adin, it's not a Chumr. So you think the first time there's ever a tumult about bugs, you know, you can imagine the tumult. Erev Yontif, Tahasar, all of the...
first time they called the Rav Machmir.
All of the things. Well, So here you have, again, tumbling over this cool
of the time. And we're all saying, a minute before, 5 minutes before is no good. A week before, maybe. So
where do you draw the line?
That's a good question.
A week before, a day before, an hour
five
before.
Days, okay, 4 days, 3 days. I mean, where did?
Okay, let's try to talk about the lumdis here. Let me start with the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim here on this Taz, in the Prima Gadim, it's Ois Tez Zayin. He apparently had this Maisa amended to Tez Zayin, not Yud Zayin. But there in the Prima Gadim, he says the following. Let's just, for clarity, let's say this woman, let's say Shavuos was on a Monday. Like this one. This lady, when was she baking her challis? Sunday morning. So Sunday morning, she found raisins in her challis. She found bugs in her raisins. So she went to the Rav. It took a few hours. She went to the Rav. The Rav said, wow. She looked at the raisins.
Then they went to the
store. And then they went to the store. So let's say it took 5 hours till they went to the store. So let's say 8 o'clock in the morning, she found bugs in her raisins. And the Rav decided, you know, her raisins are rusted, that there was no shayla. What's the din of the raisins, everyone else in town? He said, well, it depends if your house is dirty and you have the bugs up from your house, residents of your home who are using the raisins, or if they were in the raisins from the store. Let's go to the store. So they ran into the store, and let's say it's noon, okay? She found her raisins at 8 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock, they go to the store, and you imagine it's Erev Yontif, there are people online. They say, wait, everybody. They take out the raisins, they cut them open, and they check, and they find there are bugs in the raisins. So now they announce that there's a problem with the raisins. They go to the Taz. The Taz says, anybody who bought raisins from the discovery and on is usher. Anyone who bought raisins from the discovery early, before the discovery, is mutter. Which discovery? The 8 a.m. discovery of the lady in her house, or the noon discovery of the store that there are bugs in the raisins in the store? Which one? So which one should it be? So if you would ask me, I would say the earlier one, because the earlier one is Megala that it was in the store already, not only 8 o'clock in the morning, but she bought the raisins on Friday. I would think that when she bought it on Friday, the raisins were in the store already, and that should be a problem. That's what I would think. Or maybe the raisins just, maybe they were little eggs, they just developed, so maybe from 8 a.m. Come to Prima Gardim. Prima Gardim says, no, the Taz was matier anything before 12 o'clock. Before it was found in the store. Because what was found in our house, maybe it came from our house. What was found in the store, then we found it in the store. Right. Maybe it wasn't in the store an hour ago.
It's the halachic
mistake. It says, Michael, as I state in the Prima Gardim.
This is talking about the raisins before, on Thursday or Tuesday beforehand, so
that they work. No, it doesn't mention any such checking. And that's what it says. Now, that's the chayra appellate. Usually we say, Tailin akilkul b'makulkul. Usually, if you find that you're tailing in a place you know the kilkul exists, what does this mean? And this is even a shav deraisa. So the Chavis Yoyer is coming to explain this, and the Pisrei Tshuva brings him briefly on this page, 1, 2, 3, in the sixth line. I am B'tshuvas Chavis Yoyer Simin. Again, it says Koftes. It should be Kof Yud Beis. Kosim Sham. The bezel loy amrinan kan nimtze kan haya shom dedavka b'midi de'asi mi'alma amrinan kain. Very hard to understand from his lashon what the Chavis Yoyer is saying, but if you look inside in the Chavis Yoyer, he explains the whole sichsach over here, and he explains as follows. It gives us a little bit of an understanding of what the machlokes here is about. And it'll help us, I think, for the Nekudas HaKesef as well. We'll see in a minute. The idea of Kan Nimtza Kan Haya, we know that with that Mazik, Memakim Lamakim, you have a Chazaka in one city that there's a problem with something, and a Mazik in another city. They're two different things. Kan Nimtza Kan Haya means when that Mazik, Mezman Lezman. When you find a problem, it's a halacha that the problem, which there was no chazaka that the problem existed previously, this kan nimtza kan haya means that this is where the problem began, and we don't say that the problem existed in a previous time. Kan nimtza kan haya, this is where the problem was found, so this is where we assume the problem began. And just like we have a rule, ein machzikim v'makom l'makom, we don't go from one place to another with chazakas, so also ein machzikim Meizman Lizman. What the Taz means to say, and the Prima Gardim is going Ikvaisav, is that we have this rule of Chazakis. That Kanim Tsekanhoyu, when you discover something, that's when it starts. Logically, it was there beforehand. So all Chazakis are that way. Every time you have a Chazaka, you have a woman, she gets married, she's not a Basula. So we don't know. When was she Mizana? Was she Mizana earlier? Was she Mizana Tachtav or not Tachtav? So Taisa says, you put on a Cheskes HaGuf that the Shinoi happened later. That it happened Tachtav. So the Kasha is, what does that mean? It's just as likely it happened earlier, it happened later. What kind of Cheskes HaGuf? Why don't you say that now she's not a Basula and say Chazaka Dahashta and go back and say she's not a Basula for as long back as possible? The answer is that Chazak is Hakzeres HaKosuf. We learn out of Mitzvah that when you find that Tzeras changed, you assume it didn't change till the minute you found it changed. Is it logical it didn't change till this second? No. But that's the din of Chazak. Chazak is a rule that with Taylor things that a discovery is not a discovery until... Now, obviously, raisins in general were not Muzik Petalayim. It was this batch that was Muzik Petalayim. So raisins in general were Muzik Shalom, what didn't have a Muzik Petalayim. And the Shita of the Prima Gardim and the Taz is that you say, Kanim Sekan Haya, that where it was discovered, that's where it was found, and it was discovered in the store. So Kanim Sekan Haya, until then, there was no Chazaka in the store. The store is Becheskes Kashrus, and everything until then was good. This is the explanation it has. It reminds me sort of that the Chef Schmeitzer I mentioned many times, where you have a behemoth, a bunch of behemoths were shechted in the butcher shop, and half of the behemoth was sold already, and the other half was still in the store, and they found treifus in the stomach. They didn't know of which animal. They shechted seven animals. They found treifus in one. So whatever was sold, we say, called the parish meruba parish, it's mutter. Whatever is in the store is called kavua kebechtzamech, it's awesome. So the half an animal that was sold, we say, that wasn't a treifa. The half an animal that's in the store, we say, that is a treifa. So the Beis Hillel said, it can't be. Can't be that the half that's out is not a treifa. They ever said, it is a treifa, it's the same animal. And on that, the Prichadr said that anybody who paskes like this, that anybody who says, how could half the animal be treif and half be not treif, doesn't know how to paskin. Because we're not saying, we swear the one that's outside is not the treif, or the one that's in is the treif. We say, we don't know. But how do you paskin sveikis? The Torah says, you paskin by saying, call the parish meruba parish, or call kavua kemetzal metzal. So the half that's parish is parish, and the half that's kavua is kavua. The Torah is not telling us, nevius, that anything that's parish is certainly parish from the reif. It could be parish from the miyah too. One in seven cases will be parish from the miyah. Torah is telling us how to behave when we have sveikis. The same thing, kanim sekanoya. Torah is telling you how to behave when you have sveikis. That's the Tazer sheet. Right. Now we learn it out. I'll tell you where we learn it. We learn it from the Mitzaras Habayis. The halacha is that if a kohen goes in, he looks at the tzaras, he sees it, he goes out for Sogras Habayis, he locks up the door, he comes back a week later and sees if it got smaller during the week. So the Gemara says, how do you know it got smaller during the week? Maybe from the time he turned around till Sogras Habayis, till he locked the door, maybe it got smaller during that period of time. How do you know when it got smaller? Maybe it got smaller before the week started. So the Gemara says, we go from there, we learn, you go Basachai, I think that's the Gemara's case in Chul, in the first parak. Then you go Basachai, so the Hashta, if it changed, you say it changed later. We're talking when it is a Tzaras, you say it changed later. So, anyway, the Gemara learns Chazaka from there. It's not me. We learn from there. And it's a fake. It's not a svara. It's a hanhagas ha-tzaikas. It's the way we behave. And that's the svara of the Taz. So, what? Not by Apostle Sefer Torah. Okay. I don't know. The Velt said, doesn't the whole Velt say that? When you find the psul in the Sefer Torah, that the reason everything you learned till now is good is because it was becheskes kashrus. And the psul happened now. I mentioned last night, everyone says that. And it's ridiculous because on a crack in an ice, I could hear it. But if it's missing a word, it's not true. It's not why. Okay, but anyway, this is the thing. Now, the Chaviz Yar himself still disagrees with the Prima Garden. He says the kanyim to kanhoya is not the store, it's the raisins. And raisins are raisins. The raisins will move here, they will move there. The kanyim to kanhoya is the raisins. And he said, doesn't agree with the Taz, disagrees so much with the Taz as with the Prima Gardim, and says that you go bust in a raisin. When it was Noida,
what do you call the Noida?
I guess 8 o'clock in the morning, right. In my example, yeah. So that's one aspect of the Taz, which is a Sechsuch. Now the second is the Inyan of the Afia, whether in baking something is Namuach. I brought the Lashon of a Pri Chadash here. It's very interesting because of the way he says it. The Pri Chadash, and the Pri Chadash is Sivkat Lami Gimel. He says, Pa Yerushalayim, the Pri Chadash live in Yerushalayim, Sibanam Sichainain, Mitsuyim Toiloyim Bemayim Shebebeiris. He says in Yerushalayim there's water, there are bugs in the well water. Today they say there aren't any. Things changed. Pichadis says that the wells they used, I guess in his time, had bugs. And many people make a mistake. They buy bread from Goyim. And we know the Goyisha bakeries, they don't have filters on the water before they bake. The the EU, I guess, minikiyusa leikapti, because they're not careful that it should be clean water. So he says you can't buy that challah. Ve'ela hatem etamri b'sayu. You can't be matter that the water in the bugs are haynu rivisayu hay shahare elu amayim shayiv and oisei min abar v'yeshlocha shepirshu b'dliya b'daifnei akli. When we started the simu, we talked about that with chayshish when you draw water that the bugs are pirshu. And gam b'zetayim sheshaisim kofi shalakum. They go into stores, 7-Eleven has a filter, and they buy coffee of Gayim. U'mashayim rev sheyardim atiloyim lamata. People say that the bugs all sink to the bottom. And Devarim b'teilim. He said, the fact is, it's not true. So the coffee, I don't know why he's so machmir. The coffee is cooked. So you have the Raj b'safik. Apparently by him, the bugs in the water were muzik b'teilim. It wasn't a safik if there were bugs in the water. So on that, it was muzik b'teilim. On the baking, if the water goes through a filter, it's fine. It's fine. But on the baking, he's machmir l'shitasa. He's machmir l'shitasa. He holds. Well, the truth is, he's machmir two things. He's machmir that the bugs are in the water, and he's machmir that that it's not nimuach. Here, it only helps if you say it's vade nimuach. Then you could say that it's nimuach betaner. So he says, "Mashakaz of Atas Shemani Mucha Betaner Ein Lo Shachar Shatelas Ein In the Muach Betaner Elanik La VeOser." The bugs just get toasted; they don't become the muach, and Mamela it's awesome. Sorry, Akiva. Okay. So he says it gets toasted there; it doesn't get nimuach, and therefore it's awesome. The pretayar, some of the prechadish are printed with the pretayar on the second side. Who wrote the pretayar? That's Arachaim Hakadosh wrote it. And the pretayer on the second side of the prechadash is he agrees that it doesn't melt. It's true, bugs don't melt when you put it when they're in the challah. But he says, nevertheless, idea fia mismai to mikli kali, that in the baking, as it burns up a little bit, and because it burns, some of it is missing. And it's partially, it's not a barrier; it's already bottled. It's interesting. We should do an experiment. We should get some bugs and take some challah and put some bugs in the challah and bake it and see what happens. No? We should see.
Have a bake sale.
It's not nicker. It's just bottle machine because it's not nicker in the mixture. The whole dough is much more than shishim against it. But Yavi Shavi says it's not nicker, so that's why he's being nicker. Even with the first, it's not natila because the natila is more than the bug. It can't give more blias. I'm going to talk about that in the third thing. One second. The Binas Adam writes, the Chayad Chafas Adam, and his Binas Adam writes, I think he writes that the Dayan in his town experimented, and he said that when you put bugs in dough, it turns into aether. The bug turns into ash, and the Mela, he says that it's botulized. It's Tshuva Dehar Tzvi, Tshuva Resh Pei Beis, in which he's also was asked about baking. He doesn't even talk about it barichus. He just says that it's a sofik shemini muach ba'afia. And therefore it appears that in this, the Taz won. The Taz, the Paiskim Achrayim, appeared to be maker like the Taz, that even by baking, there is a sofik nimuach in the baking. And so this is the second topic of this Taz.
So that baking would consider
suffix. Was considered a suffix nimuach. Some would bake cabbage. That's also a suffix nimuach. If the heat makes it be nimuach. And Mamela to spec saker because that's what he's saying. That this is the answer to a second suffix. So the suffix nimuach is a second suffix. One last aspect of the Taz I mentioned. That the Taz doesn't discuss the question of pulling out the raisins, and apparently if he's matir, I assume he had them pull out the raisins anyway, but he doesn't talk at all about pulling out the raisins, and I guess the raisins are also the same sex fake if they had bugs and if they were nimulach. But it's not an etzah to pull out the raisins. Now, most likely, it's as many of you said, that he says that the milbin apirshu from the raisins into the dough. However, there is a second cheshbon here, which the Shach mentioned earlier, which I didn't mention then because I wanted to leave it for here. The Shach is in Sivkat and Lamed. And the Shach there talks about bugs in a pot. This says fruit which have bugs in a pot. And the Ramah said there by Lamed, Ein lecha pri she'ein bo shisha negatama telasha v'saychai. The Ramah said that the bug is still a problem, but the blia of the bug is not a problem because there's always shishim connected it, and memela the once you cook it, if it's a suffik nimuach, so the bug itself is a sveksaita, so it's mutter. It gave blias, so you always have shishim in the bugs connected the blias in the pot. So the shach what shishim in the fruit connected the bug. The Shach here in Sifkama the Skut and Lamed has two Ha'aris, one Chumra and then a Chumra Agabe Chumra. The Shach begins with the Sasam Advarim Mashma Filo Beperis Ketanim Kegain Gudganiyais Shekoyer and Vixel Vikirshin. What is that?
Kirshin
berries, cherries. Ukiyais Ben Yeshishim Yavo Pishem Bepriatma Shishim Negaratela. Even though apparently it's not for sure that there's shishim against the volume of a bug or the bugs in a cherry or in any of these things, but he says, Vaisais to Ramah held that there's shishim against the taste. Apparently worms are not so tasty, so as much taste as they have, that amount of taste is bottle. Kamash kosav mari b'shem gadol echad v'anush kosav reg negatam hatela. That even if you're going to be matir the whole pot of cooked food, but the fruit itself, which we now are worried had a bug in it, that fruit itself you should be noyig chumra. Aval miyesh b'tavshel gam kein devarim acherim ovad apri shari l'kuli alman yeshishim negarat teila adkan devarav. That's his the kula of the Ramah. Comes along.
As long as the bug was in the tree, it was mutter. Once it's perish, then it's not in the period. So the perish has become usher.
We're talking here about bugs which are usher even in the pre. Okay? Bugs like you have on broccoli, things that were nishavag ala karka, and they're usher even in the pre. That's the reference here. Okay. Okay, you're right about the raisins. You're right. But one second. And I'm saying that you're right, but the raisins, it was pirish. So pulling out the raisins don't help. I'm asking. Even in cherries, if it's pirish. Yeah. But the way he's talking now here, what's that pirish? He's saying that it's mutter because there's shishim against the taste of a bug in a fruit. He brings that the marshal, b'sif hetar shaloi, b'sifri shav saif sifroi, it should say some. A double chumra number one is if there's no shishim in the pre kineged the bug which is in it, that peri is aser because it doesn't have shishim, it was cooked together, so that peri is aser. You say, okay, that peri is us. I'll pull out the peri. I'll pull out the raisins. He says, don't, not so fast. We are noyik chaticha nas nevela. Now, when it becomes also from something, it itself becomes iser, and you need shishim against the thing itself. So here, even if there are worms in a raisin or in a cherry, the cherry itself becomes aser, and then that cherry or a raisin itself will now aser. The shishim you need not connected the bugs, but shishim connected the whole race.
But didn't we say the worms don't
and
have
then,
time? What time, and then, what time is it giving?
He's talking about those that do have time. What? What?
Getting me confused.
No, so we said a teleya is not nice in time of gam, and as vuv we had a machlokes if it's nice in time of gam. So what? I don't know. I never tasted milben.
Well, we hope so.
No, I'm not aware of ever having this. But I'm sorry, we had it in Taruvas. But so anyway, this is the sort of the third nakuda I wanted to mention. Although it's as you say, it's not necessary about the raisins, because the raisins, he says that they will perish out of the raisins, and the mail it's an inyan, it's a shayla. But these are the three inyanim.
Why wasn't why couldn't they say inspect? Take out some of the raisins and inspect.
And take out some raisins after it's baked?
After it's baked, because if we're saying if they're there...
Dead, it's very hard to find dead bugs. Especially in a raisin. Raisins have all these black dots in them all the time. So the way you can tell if it's a bug is if it moves. But once it's baked, it wasn't moving. Yeah. Okay. Now, there is one more cooler, Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Apparently, the Taz, after the tumult over the Taz's psak, his father-in-law weighed in on the Shaila. And although he was his father-in-law, he nevertheless defended him. Matir, he says, I have another svek sveka. Safik deloy pirish leisa. V'safik dini muach u'bakli b'shishim. Afilu ma'ida b'im. Afilu im'ida isa. B'isa. He says he can make a different svek sveka out of it. A safik, if it was pirish from the raisin into the dough, and even if it wasn't pirish, maybe it was the muach in the raisin.
So I'm saying you should take out the raisin.
So according to him, you would have to take
out
the
raisin.
Take out
the raisin,
the svek
sveka
to the dough,
delicious,
and after the raisin, achinami. As far as the question of how many hours everyone would be made as a shah katana, in the first wide line of the Pisrei Tshuva, it's a parenthesis, in parenthesis here, he brought from one of the Tshuva Svarim that said if it's 4 days later, it's mutter. Nira Mashanaka Dalad Yom Afsikin, the last skinny line, narrow line. Nira the Mashanaka Dalad Yom Afsikin, if he shamay sahaya kach. Even 6 hours, and maybe a little less, that's already a significant amount of time for bugs to come around. So there is a certain amount of time where everybody would agree to the Taz. And apparently their argument is where it's a brief period of time.
So that would be like the Prima Godim, that would be the setup. If you have Rav Zayin Shoyes, but by the time they found it, by the time they came to, baked it, they came to the Rav.
Okay, so this is the Maisa HaTaz. So again, briefly, the Taz, we learned two kulas. We learned the kula of a Svek Sveka, that it, maybe it wasn't here earlier. And we learned the kula that Afia is a Afia itself is a
also nimuach,
is also suffik nimuach. Those are the two kulas we learn from here. And despite all of the mefakfikin, basically the aloch is like him. In baking, the aloch is ich like him, and in which helps us for the kopapad shaylis, that if you buy stuff that's baked in a bakery that doesn't filter the water, so you have his svek sveka because it's suffik nimuach, and. And the first shaila kanimsa kanhaya. So okay, maybe in less than six hours. I don't know if we pass like the Taz, but it's 6 hours or more, then we will pass.
On the cocoa pods, weren't the shailas whether even in Bishal it was nimuach? The cocoa pods are like
the question if it's nimuach in Bishal. I brought in here when we started some pictures. Yeah. You know, there are people say this, people say that. I have photographs from someone who from Yid, who does this type of thing for a living, and he put the copepods in a test tube, put the test tube in boiling water, and then photographed before and after, and the pictures clearly show that they may not be nimuach legamri, but they fall apart to pieces, which is enough of a heter. So it's very hard. Yeah. Now my only question is, which I don't know, is the water was boiling, was 212 degrees. Whether that's true even in our hot water urns, which don't go to 212, which go to 180 or so. I don't know the hot water urn here, the one that's built in, you hear it bubbling when it boils. If you're standing next to it, you hear the bubbling sound. You hear it bubbling. It sounds like it does go to 212. But the hot water ones at home, the most of them have thermostats, and then none of them go to 212. So they're mira matzri. Everyone agrees it's not more than a mira matzri. And it's a so I don't know. We have to do a new testing. I don't know if you put water in a test tube and you put it in bubbling water. Does the water in the test tube also bubble? Well, that's insulated. It stays a little cooler. Well, eventually, So, yes, I don't know how he did it.
Yes, how long?
It's better if it doesn't. That's what I was thinking.
The water that's in the oven, that's near the element which is heating, is definitely boiling.
The water closest to the element, it won't boil. I think, Dr. Babbage, according to the law of physics, is that it doesn't bubble. It gives its energy to the molecules next to it. No, it's like it won't bubble closer if it has more energy. The energy goes to the other water in the pot. The water in the bottom of the pot doesn't bubble before the water on the top, does it?
Yes.
Yeah, when it's a 210, so that'll be 212. But if the water on top doesn't, is not cold and the water in the bottom is hot. It's that's my understanding.
The bubbling starts at the bottom.
Okay, I can't answer you. I don't know the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sifyut Aleph. Let's move on. We have still a few sifim left. What? I'm sorry.
The other people in town, if they had not baked their challah and they would check their raisins, would there be a problem?
If they would check their raisins and there are no bugs, then it's okay. Then there's no problem. Then there's no problem. Well, the ones that had raisins could check their raisins.
Even if the lady farm and the store farm, and they bought it.
Yeah, so if they bought and theirs don't have, so then theirs don't have. I looked in the Darkei Tshuva, he brings a maisa with someone, a similar story. So the Rav went to the lady's house and checked if her house is clean, and her house is filthy. He checked the clean pots in the cabinets, and they were all dirty. So he said, oh, the bugs came from her house. You know, I don't know if the tshuva is written to whom it is, but it's a very what? I don't know. All right, Sif Yud Aleph, a very important sif. No chayokim. Isha shenimsa achar bidikasa sheretz. A woman was found after her bidika. She says she checked, and you found sheretz hadir alei na'ayim kagay chaymit also. A woman who says she checked, and you go back and you find an insect of the type that should have been found, it's aser. Avalim loy nimsu ela teloim amasliim b'saycha olim, sheinim niroim ela alacha shlikasan. But if afterwards you found certain other types of bugs, which are hard to find until after they're cooked, mutalechol mibdikasa. In other words, if she's a pesheya, if she was did something that was certainly a pshia, so then you're not allowed to rely on her checking anymore. But otherwise, you're allowed. The rule here,
what about a man?
A man is the same thing. Okay. Yeah, it's the same thing for a man. The Dibur Bahaiva talks about the usual situation. Also lechol the shach and lamid vav. Also lechol mebdikasa lashon ha'archuschayim. Like a butcher who you found afterwards the nikur was not done completely. That the rule is no second chances. That's a din of the Shulchan Aruch. If you find someone who's a pesheya deliberately, then there's no second chances and you don't reinstate the person. Because we don't trust them. Whatever they did now, they're going to do again later.
Can we train them? Is it a problem in their manas, or is it a problem?
It's a problem in their manas. We're talking about their manas. If they don't know how, so you could train them. But if they know how and they didn't do a proper checking, then it's not. So this is a problem. What? So why don't you say kanimsa kanaya that the bug came later in the house? If you're checking her for 10 years and you find it once, maybe it's different. Maybe you did a spot check and you found that she's
like a roach. Yeah, I don't know. That's motzi than runs around.
I guess it depends. I guess it would depend. I don't know. The problem is that we are stuck in a society where they find people deliberately fooling the Meshgifim. And the Hachshayim continue to be given on products when something is found. where something is found. There are a number of products that are used by the Hamayinam today, by kashrus organizations, and it's an avla. There are people who are caught deliberately fooling the meshkichim, sometimes with elaborate schemes to fool the meshkichim. And the Heksha says that now they know for sure. Now they can't fool us again. And it's a major problem. There was many years ago, there was a meeting of the Heksha organizations, about a dozen years ago, to try to agree that if one Heksha drops the Heksha, then no one else will take it. If someone drops a Heksha for kashrus violations, then no one else would take it. And not all the Heksha were maskim, which was an avla. And it continues. There's an oil that's used in industry. I mentioned many times admiration oil. Was caught a number of times with trefoil oil. Every time it was caught by the government, not by the Heksher, by the OU. It was caught, I don't know, I don't know how many years ago it was, but they were caught a number of times. And the better Heksherim don't use their oil. And others do. And, you know, if someone does it deliberately, so usually it's just a matter of time until they're caught again. No, it hasn't know you. The better Hashem don't use it. The Hashem, many of the Hashem have no clue. But the most Hashem, it's commercial. There's no, I don't think admiration makes local oil. Yeah. And, I mean, I think most Hashem organizations, I say most, you know, Hashem organizations don't use it. And some do use it. And I hope it's kosher. The same thing happened with a few of the other products that are, some of them are used more. Admiration, it's easy to say, no, there are other oils available. But there are other products that are being used that were caught. And they say, if I drop it, someone else is just going to take it. You know, what's going to happen? I'll drop it, tomorrow I'll have a different heksher. To me, it's a very shvach, it's not an excuse to give a heksher. But, so they say, now they know. It's that way with a number of products. It's a sort of a hole in the
now they know this
in the
trick.
System. Now they know for sure. Now they have a good system. They know. And,
is it even with the rice or even with the rice?
What?
Here it tells them something like also to eat. Is this dafka by the rice? Is it the rice is cool or even the rabbanans or even the hoggis?
You have no nemonis. So you have no nemonis. I don't know. Someone has no nemonis, so then... So you're not nemun. Person not nemun. It's not nemun. I'm just showing you it's in Shulchan Aruch that one time bipshia, not b'mezid. One time bipshia, you don't trust anymore. And I know of a ma'isa with one hefsher organization. They found in the store. They found a product that wasn't kosher. They had not even been used yet, and they pulled in order to avoid bezyainis. The place agreed to sell. The store. They sold the store in order to avoid the bezyainis of what was going to happen. But that's the way it should be. I mean, they didn't say, oh, just get a different heksher. But the problem is that it's, in a way, they're right. If they take off the heksher, the other guy will give the heksher. So I don't know. If somebody wants to find out how many years ago it was, you can find out. If it's the same owners, to me, it's still a problem. They told me, I had mentioned many times about not using slavin's fish, the whole fish you could always use, but not using the fillets. So years ago, I made a tumble about it in before Kehila existed. Some of the restaurants were using it, so I tried to get them to stop. So I spoke then to the person who gives the heksher. So recently, I mentioned to one of the rabbanim, who gives a heksher and flatbush, he didn't know anything about it. He thought Slavin has a heksher, and he was using it. So he came back, he said they told him that Mr. Slavin, who was the one that did it, he's an old man already, he calmed down, he's not so, he doesn't want money so much anymore, you know, it's not, he's not choshed anymore. So maybe he's about tshuva, he did tshuva, but...
Didn't say that the fish store in Baropak,
anyway, too? There's a fish store in Baropak also did tshuva. You know, I hope everyone did tshuva, but I don't know. It's,
we don't trust the owner or we don't trust the head?
We don't trust the individual that was pushed. We don't trust the individual. Yes, yeah, good question. We never trusted him, right? We trusted the
Asher.
Sure.
No, that's right. Why we need the Asher.
It's true.
So if something wrong goes...
But if he's trying to...
The problem really is, between me and you, the problem is that in modern industry, if you want, you could always fool the Hesher, and you don't have to be bright. You could be very, you could have a very small level of intelligence. I'll tell you how you could fool people. Let's say Reisman's Bakery wanted to make treif. No, don't start any rumors. I'm just. So the Reisman's Bakery has a plant on Avenue O, and it has now three or four hechsherim. They all come and they all check. They can come and check from today to tomorrow. I could do here in the basement, set up a little oven, and make as much treif as I want, and put on the same labels. I get the labels from the same place, and bring it to the stores. Who's going to know? How's anybody going to know? So the hechsherim say, no, we check the invoices, we see how much they make, we see how much they sell. And if you can fool the IRS with their resources, and it's apparently easy to do. So the truth is, without some minimal level, look, we cannot eat anything. Without some minimal level of trust, there's got to be a certain level of trust. But, excuse me? They inspect the plant top to, they're supposed to inspect the plant top to bottom. Why don't you take apart the machines? If someone wants badly to fool, it's possible to fool. Our hope is that the incentive is Ramesh writes in the tshuva that the being caught is commercially very bad for them, is bad business, and therefore there's a certain level of nemanis. But that's all true until you catch him the first time. Once you catch him the first time, and he already has the experience that it wasn't so bad for business. You know, the rabbis just raised the price because they sent in another mashgiach, and they continued. So there's very little mirtis if you're caught two, three times.
We see there's no mirtis because the people keep buying.
Yeah. Okay, whatever they do is good. And all I'm saying is there shouldn't be second chances. If someone's caught, there shouldn't be such a thing as a second chance. Someone's caught once, so let them go into a different business. Let them, that should be the policy. And that's Sifyat Aleph. That's what it, pretty much what it says here in Sifyat Aleph. And what it says in Simen Kuf Yates of Ches is even if he swears, it says, now I'll make a Shvua. So he's Choshed, and maybe he's Choshed on Yisura, he's not Choshed on Shvuasa. So there it says, even if he'll swear, it's not gonna do any good. He still doesn't have the marks. Sifyat Beis, I think next week we'll finish the Simen. We have four or five Sifa left. Mr. Shemur, we'll move on. Chagovim is next. Grasshoppers. That's good.